you know, Andrew McCabe, who's on his media tour right now for his book, and the big headlines that he made was talking about plans to allegedly invoke the 25th Amendment to try to have Donald Trump removed as president based on his mental health or lack thereof. But he also talks about Venezuela in his book. And I just want to read, George, a quote from Andrew McCabe's book about a 2017 Oval Office meeting. He says, quote, "Then the president talked about Venezuela. That's the country we should be going to war with," he said. "They have all that oil and they're right on our back door." Is that really what you see as the U.S. agenda here, George?
They've been very clear about that. But I think the quote that you read is also very revealing. He says, all that oil and they're right there in our backyard, essentially, right? We're talking the Monroe Doctrine. So this is about economics. In other words, it is about economic control, but it's also about political control. And I think we should remember that, because part of what the Chavista legacy is not just the demand for national sovereignty, but the construction of regional alliances. In other words, we've been talking about Petrocaribe, but also other international regional alliances, partnerships that have provided a cushion for Latin American countries to act independently. In other words, not having to appeal to the World Bank and the IMF for funding if they have a momentary glitch in their economy, being able to borrow money from Venezuela, from Argentina. What's happened over the past few years is that this regional alliance has been disintegrated bit by bit. You know, we're talking about coups in Honduras, quasi coups in Brazil, in Paraguay, elections in Argentina, in Chile, in Colombia, that have really helped to pull apart this regional alliance. The Lima Group is the product of this. In other words, the new right wing in Latin America that has made it harder. And so in the absence of the U.S.'s ability to overthrow Chavez, as they failed to do in 2002, they said about, you know, working around the edges and tearing apart this regional unity. And they've been very successful at that, which now makes Venezuela that much more susceptible to their direct pressure. And of course, the goal of that regional control is economic control, is the ability to intervene and have, these resources, these markets at their command.